Welcome to Heart of the Savior Ministries. Today is a very special day in the studio as not only are we bringing to close our current series with Dr. John Swanson of Endurance Ministries on contemporary eschatology, but we're bringing to a close our time here at KPDQ AM and FM. But more on that at the close of today. For now, I cannot tell you how thankful I am that God loves us so very much. So much, he not only sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins and to restore a right relationship with our Father God, but he left us with his inerrant word to guide us until his Son's return. And we have these promises in his word. Psalm 105, "For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Thank you, Jesus. "And when we're tempted to go astray, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." 1 Corinthians 10:13. And boy, do I need that at times. How about Hebrews 12:2-3? "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition for sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." This passage keeps me going. Mm-hmm. But in light of our series topic, End Times Eschatology, we are called as followers of Jesus Christ to pick up his cross and endure. And just what does that mean? Well, 2 Timothy 2:12 says, "If we endure, we will also reign with him." I like that. 2 Timothy 4:5, "But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry." And finally, Revelation 3:10, "Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth." Well, Dr. Swanson is the Executive Director of Endurance Ministries, which addresses these current cultural affairs in light of eschatological end times data in God's precious word. And this ministry takes a thematic approach while at the same time offering chronological insight as explicitly outlined in the Bible. He's the author of The Final Trumpet Rapture Gathering, an introduction, which is one of the fastest growing end time positions today. We'll tell you more about that later. He's been ministered and instructor in Bible colleges and seminaries around the world. He has even been one here in our own backyard in Gresham, Oregon, at Oregon College of Ministry. So, John, welcome back, and thank you for agreeing to continue our conversation on this important topic, contemporary eschatology, during the month of September, and that's because our audience requested it. Last week, we emphasized the false teachings of prophecies of God's words concerning accurate predictions which unfold before his Son's glorious return. And since we're here today, once again, I find that the false teaching that the rapture was going to happen last Saturday, September 23rd, once again has come and gone, and we are here. So what do you have to say for us today?
The older I get, Leslie, the more I am amazed at the depth of God's word. In the end time passages we've considered over these past, five plus years, we have been reminded of miraculous things time and time again.
Amen. There is so much to the full dynamic of end time prophecy. It can only be from one who knows the future, correct?
Amen. The details contained in his word concerning the days of the end are many. Many. They include a clear chronology of end time events. They include end time themes which mushroom and which make way for additional events which transpire during the very end of days.
So let me see. If I get this right, interpreting what you just said, God's word, the Bible, specifically outlines events which unfold in exact order. And these events include key players like false Christs, false prophets, false teachers, in addition to the really big players like the Antichrist and his counterpart.
Yeah. And even these participants, they come on the world scene in the context of a very specific world, one so accurately described in the Bible and one which is rapidly taking shape as we speak. details that are specific. Even the 10 toes of Daniel are tied to the 10 kings of Revelation 17. The global political picture of the final end time kingdom is also well defined in God's word.
And it's not only a commitment to a global system, which we find described, it's so much more.
So much.
So much more. Scripture speaks of strange aspects of the dynamic of the final one world alliance, especially exalting specific leaders. Former President Obama was a mild example of what is to come. Do you know what I'm getting at here, John?
I believe you're speaking of an unusual commitment, a strange devotion to one who rose to limelight in a very short period of time.
Yes.
Yes, Leslie, the Antichrist will enjoy an even greater time of world favor for a short period of time anyway. And yet the Word of God has painted a much greater picture still, a very specific one concerning the perspective of end time society. Let me give some examples. Morality, or better stated, immorality, yes, is another odd part of the full dynamic of the end of days. What we're seeing today has been clearly described and predicted in the Bible. Unrighteousness mushrooms. Worldview is also specifically described, one being very anti-God, a mindset very much characteristic of our day.
So we have events, we have key figures, issues of ethics, political, economic aspects highlighted in the Word of God as to the description of the final global society. What else does the Word of God clearly predict in His holistic picture of the end of days?
There comes a time in end time chronology when society becomes so satanic that it begins to persecute God's people in Jesus Christ on a global scale. This is beginning to take place today, though still in its infancy. The figure of the Antichrist will soon emerge on the public world scene. This little horn, as Daniel describes him, he'll move against God's people such that during a 3.5-year period, the holy people of God of the Bible are overwhelmed by opposition. Daniel 7:21 puts it this way, "I, Daniel, was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them." Daniel 7:25 gives further clarity. "He, the little horn, shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints will be given into his hand for a time, times, and half a time."
Doesn't this passage match pretty what we find, I think, pretty closely in Revelation 13?
There's parallels, yes, it does. Here's what this New Testament end time passage says in the context of this issue of the little horn and speaking out. It says, quote, "It was granted to him," and him being the first beast of this 13th chapter,
okay,
"it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them." In this setting, right around the 42-month period when he is speaking great things and blasphemies, the pompous words of the little horn of Daniel 7.
And John, this is in the context of all the other information God's given us concerning the days of the end. You know, this is miraculous.
I think that's one of our main points in this
program.
God's word is miraculous.
It's miraculous.
It has been so detailed as to end time specifics. Who would be, in their right mind, who would say that it's not a miraculous thing? Come on, people.
Well,
there are so many end time details in God's word. Well, one's covering so many critical aspects of the end of days. And rightly so, God intended that to give us protection. And then the Word of God then continues in unfolding these end time details by going on to say, there are days which follow the time of general tribulation. Jesus Christ says there will be a time when the abomination of desolation will take place. Now, this is something that wasn't fulfilled in the early church. This is something that is future in the very end of days. Well, once again, as this event unfolds, that is the setting up of the abomination of desolation, Jesus says great tribulation will begin then. But once again, Bible prophecy continues yet further end time prediction. Yes, Leslie, we're talking about miraculous things indeed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we've covered some of this from various angles in some of our other broadcasts. You know, our Lord Jesus continued to foretell end time events. He said immediately after the tribulation of those days, new things will unfold. Uh-huh. Kind of gives goosebumps, people.
You know, I love that quote from the 2012 movie, "I have goosebumps, people." It's such a great line. Well, amazing things bring amazing response. The word continues. Jesus Christ goes on to make additional future claims. He says astronomical signs tied to the events of Joel 2 and other Old Testament predictions concerning the days before the day of the Lord begins. He says these astronomical signs will take place in ways never seen throughout the whole of human history. Now these past events of the recent blood moons, you know, a few years back.
Oh, yeah.
They're nothing when compared to the eschatological events of the sun, moon, and stars being shaken, as Scripture tells. Even the recent full solar eclipse last month is likened to a dull sunrise when compared to the astronomical signs which will immediately follow the close of the tribulation period. Read it for yourselves in Matthew 24, Revelation 6, other passages.
Well, and I have to tell you that with all the smoke that's been in the air with the fire that was in our gorge area, you know, the sun was so red and the moon was at night, if you could see it through the smoke, was the same way. And it was like, oh, and this is only a fraction of what we can expect, right?
Yeah.
So Endurance Ministries has posted some most helpful charts on these matters. So give us two sites where folks can get these Bible truths in the context of some visual aids, because I'm a visual person. So,
and a lot of people who are that visually oriented, have really appreciated these charts. So endmin.com, E-N-D-M-I-N.com, has many handouts describing Bible events and truths. They're especially posted throughout our frequently asked questions pages. And then currentmatters.org is another site where we post many clear summaries of important end-time matters. And these handouts are especially available in blog. If you go to blog B4216, you'll find these precious handouts. And they're now posted in the archive section.
And no surprise given who it is who's foretelling the future. Jesus Christ goes on to say the sign of the Son of Man will follow the astronomical signs. Another matter-of-fact evidence that the Word of God is filled with specific end-time predictions, ones which no doubt will take place. No Wolf-Wolf syndrome here, John.
Right. After the sign of the Son of Man, we find the trumpets of Revelation 8 through 11 unfolding. These trumpets, these events take place before the final trumpet rapture gathering. And this is where I think it's appropriate that where we can stop. And let's, if we could, Leslie, begin to move into the closing comments for this broadcast. Could we?
Yeah, given the time, I think we should.
Okay. Folks, in light of all the things that are described as far as future predictions that will unfold before the final generation, before his return, we need to be reminded that victory is ours in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He accurately speaks on end time things and promises those who have committed to him will be victorious in the end, for the gates of hell will not prevail against his true church.
He took the keys. He took the keys, sorry. But it's in this setting where we feel we must share some words of great encouragement. If we choose to walk in his truths, we're going to experience his sweet victory. We will do so, that is, experience great victory, during the days before the very end, when the man of lawlessness comes on the global scene. We'll do so through the days of warfare against the saints, as we keep our eyes on the author and finisher of our faith. And we will enjoy sweet victory in him as we are taken home, either through death, or through the event of the final trumpet rapture gathering of his saints, whatever comes first.
Yes, but the emphasis is he is faithful and we enjoy that victory during these difficult days through them, and we get past it and victory is ours. Well, even in the context of formal ministries closing down to war against God's people, for example, even through great persecution against us, when the days are such that it's harder to work, as Jesus even foretold, the days coming when no one will work, even through change of ministry chapters in our lives, we enjoy this true perspective. Victory is ours in the Lord.
Well, I just have to go back and quickly say that in what we were saying, either through death or through the event of the final trumpet rapture, there is a passage in Revelation, I cannot tell you exactly which chapter, where it talks about the saints that are already there and will rise in white robes. And those are the ones who have gone on before. And so...
Yeah, that's in the context of Revelation 7, the Great Tribulation crowd. Well, that's after the period of the Great Tribulation. So again, chronologically, Scripture jives. The whole counsel of Scripture, Scripture interprets Scripture. It's a chronology that the Word of God does indeed present.
Yeah. So there's nothing to fear if you're in the care of the Lord Jesus Christ, either if you die before or if you're taken home in the final trumpet rapture. But what I have to say is, what a great transition, John. You know, at the beginning of our broadcast today, I said this was a very special day in the studio here for Heart of the Savior Ministries. For as Dr. John just said, even in the midst of formal ministries closing down, our Lord Jesus Christ is victorious. You see, today is our last program to air, and I couldn't think of a better way than to have my fellow laborer in Christ, Dr. John Swanson, join me. And if you had told me 5 years ago, John, that I'd be on the radio as a Christian talk show host, I would have laughed uproariously. But God has a great sense of humor, and He has allowed us the opportunity for these past 5 years to be a part of the KPDQ FM and AM family. And folks, the crew here at this studio, are as dedicated as ever to being sure that the programming you receive is of highest integrity and honoring to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Remember, three in one. And we thank them for the honor of being a part of this great family. We've been committed to bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ, the truth that matters, and allowing ministries across the world to come and share with you, our listening audience, what the Lord is doing in our very midst. We have had the opportunity to host so many saints who are giving of their lives, their very lives, to bring others to Christ Jesus. And we've had a few laughs along the way with radio dramas that Reverend Don Geyer has done for us to celebrate Christmas and Easter. And then there are the flub-ups that happen. And one of them was a guest that said, David danced before the ark as it was brought home to Gresham. And I promptly said, Gresham? Is this a prophetic statement? Because if it is, Gresham, you better get ready. We laughed so hard. But when I asked the Lord what to name this ministry, He told me that all of the names that I had selected, which I had a list of 35, certainly reflected the call He had placed on my life, but that this ministry, this radio ministry, was to be about Him. And He is faithful to provide. Thus the name Heart of the Savior. That has been our commitment from day one, that it would be about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and His heart for us, His children. And I cannot tell you how important it is to support ministries like Heart of the Savior Ministries and other radio ministries, Dr. John's Endurance Ministries, Word in Motion Ministries, Apple of His Eye Ministries, Memory Books for Children International, or just a few. And what about the missionaries that we've had? You may not have been called to be a missionary on the field, but you can be a part of the mission or ministry by your financial support so that the others can go. In these final days, chapters of our life as we know it, I can only tell you that you need to be prepared to endure, to be a watchman on the tower wall, to be a herald just as the angels were at the birth of Jesus Christ, of the good news of Jesus Christ, so that no one, absolutely no one, will be able to say on that final judgment day, I didn't know. Folks, Dr. Swanson has been a regular guest here with us for 5 years, helping us to navigate the Word of God regarding the end times, and I am delighted that he would be our last guest. So thank you, John, for traveling each month just to share your heart for our Savior and us, his children.
Well, thank you, Leslie. We've been grateful for the privilege to join with you. I'm wondering if I could close with just a couple thoughts.
Absolutely. You got 5 minutes, Mr. Fill the time.
Well, let me pray, and then let me go on to conclude with an application appeal from Luke 18.
I would love that. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, Father God, you alone are God, and there is none like you. There is no other. Thank you for loving us so that you've given us your beloved Son to die on our behalf. Father, thank you for the faith you graciously extend to those who then move forward and accept your indescribable gift, Christ Jesus. And Father, thank you for continuing that good work in us as we grow in your Son, as we yield to your Holy Spirit within. Lord, help those who are not presently yours to say yes to you by faith, whereby they too can enjoy eternal life with you. And Lord, thank you for our dear sister Leslie. Continue to use her as she's about your eternal kingdom work. And Lord, as she takes new steps of faith with you, surprise her, please, and may joy overflow in and through her life. Thank you, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, Lord, and as we live our lives, may you be glorified. Yes, be glorified in us today. Amen.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Hey, Luke 18, verses 9 through 14 suggest a precious perspective and action response, Leslie, one which Christ Jesus' church needs to live out. And so it relates to the perspective that Daniel communicates in Daniel chapter 9. The reading of Luke 18, verses 9 and following says this: And he, Christ Jesus, spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself: God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector here. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Yet the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. May we, his people, walk in humility before God and man. May we better embrace the contrite spirit to which God has called us. May we do so in warfare against the opposition, against the it's the opposite satanic quality of darkness called pride, which is so prevalent in our world today. May we do so unto God's glory and praise.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, folks, if you want the third edition of Dr. John's book, write to Endurance Ministries in care of John Swanson, P.O. Box 186, Santa, Idaho, 83866. Put in $15, that covers the cost of the book and the mailing, and you're going to get the third edition with all those extra charts.
Yep.
Right?
Amen.
Well, John, I think we've done a great job on this last series. Our goals were to further evidence God's accurate prophetic word, to make appeal for present-day application of his word, to be his salt and light, his ambassadors during these days filled with gospel and discipleship opportunities, and to glorify our soon-coming King, Jesus Christ our Lord. Mm-hmm. I think we met the goals that we set for ourselves, and I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled, that we could bring this series to a close before we went off the air.
Thank you.
It's been a blessing to serve alongside you, and our time together is not over yet.
Yeah, and if you've said in past correspondence, you appreciate the KPDQ family here.
Absolutely, I do. So thank you again to the wonderful crew here at KPDQ AM and FM, to Justin, our program director, to Miss Susie, who greets us with a smile and a hug, and all of the dedicated and hardworking folks here who are about bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ with great integrity. Well, our time has come to a close today, so we hope you go away refreshed, restored, and renewed in who you are in Christ Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you will make God's word the every breath that you take this week. So as always, Dr. John, thank you for joining me. And in his service, we say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity to be your ambassadors. Thanks for joining us, folks.